hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We are here to navigate, the latest diving information that we can share with you, or basically stuff about us. Because, you know, I'm focused right now on the DEMA show. The Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show is next week right here in our home base of operations, Orlando, Florida. And we've been preparing accordingly. And it's really just been... It's been overtaking everything I've been thinking about for the last few weeks. And I'm excited. It's the biggest diving event of the world, and it happens next week, and it's finally arrived. By the way, the latest statistics show it's up like 15-20% over last year, which is great. That's good news. That's very good news. A good sign.
15% a week before it happens.
Yeah, as far as the amount of exhibitors and registered attendees.
You know what? There's something about a bad economy that brings out the exhibitionists.
You think that's what it is? It could be.
Greg, I did download the DEMA 2003.
Yeah.
2013, rather, app. And it does have a huge map on it of all the exhibitors. So it looks like a lot bigger than last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they do have this new app. This is a new thing, I think. I don't think they had an app last year. But
no,
so that's maybe an upgrade as well. I don't know. But I'm excited. All our dive friends are going to be in town here, Bill. We're going to have a good time next week, aren't we?
I am looking forward to it.
Now, Friday night of the show, there is it's the DEMA Award show. Our buddy Stuart Cove is going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award from the DEMA organization, or the Reaching Out Award. And, you know, that's a big to-do for the DEMA show each year. And they have a theme, and this year's theme is the Beatles. They're going to have a Beatles tribute band, so they've asked me to kind of tie our opening ceremonies that were, you know, they bring Scuba Radio in to help warm up the crowd before they enter the exhibit show floor at the DEMA show.
And it's smart to have you be involved in this, because I think that all the hard work that you've done really showcases what geniuses the Beatles were. Because
that's right.
They sound great, and you
don't
sound like you.
That's true. And
great. You have a lot of technology they didn't have access to.
Okay, you guys, before you do what I think you're about to do, you might want to ask the listeners if they have any pets, dogs, to let them outside where it's safe.
Well, that's true. And, you know, we've been playing a few songs, so we've taken a Beatles song and put a little diving twist on it and then presented it here on the show. One of the first ones we did
diving
was...
Diving Twister was a great idea you had.
Yeah, I didn't pull that one
right
off.
Right fin blue.
Yeah, well, we could still do it. It's not too late. But you know, one of the first ones we did was one of our listeners had wrote these lyrics to the Beatles' birthday song. We played it on the air.
They say it's your birthday.
Bill didn't like it. Pretty much everyone else didn't like it either, except Jeff, who wrote the lyrics. He loved it. He said, you know, it kind of catches, you know, it kind of grows on you like a virus.
Okay, what he really said was, I was 3/4 of the way through a bottle of whiskey when I wrote it.
Hey, whatever it takes.
And it sounded great by the time I was done with the bottle.
Okay, well, that was my first attempt. So, you know, we're taking some of these Beatles songs, seeing if we can, abuse them enough to give them a little diving twist. So here's what I've produced for the DEMA show this week. Let's go with this one.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves Cause you can go diving today. It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She said she loves to, and you know we think that's rad.
Yeah, a little updated.
Yes,
thing.
She loves to, and you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show. It almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio.
I've heard of that.
The first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know we are so glad.
Dive, dive, dive. Dive, dive, dive. Dive, 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 dive.
You know, I got to tell you, if you have any idea how hard I had to grab my nether regions to hit those high notes... Yeah, you would realize the sacrifice I have made just for other people's amusement and annoyance.
Okay, then. I right, like so, that you've made a more positive spin on it, because the original song was, and you know that can't be bad, and you went with, you know that you must be glad, which is
right.
positive,
yeah.
And there's no possible negative interpretation.
Not at all.
Because and what are the diving chances we is get sued?
And
almost none. Great guitar work, though.
Thank you.
I thought you did an excellent job on the guitar.
Well, I appreciate
and
that.
Diving's not the only way to get a perforated eardrum.
That's right. Well, if that wasn't bad enough, we got another one. We got actually two more.
Here we are.
Let's go ahead and play this.
Hold on one second. Yeah, which
a little
one
more
do you want to do next? Which one?
Well, let's go ahead with the psychedelic one. Yeah. All you need is, you know. We got a whole orchestra for this.
Cool.
All right? It took a long time to put this baby together.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yeah, don't make sense.
Dive, dive,
the magic of auto-tune. You gotta love it. All right, here we go.
There's nothing you can say once the dive is done. Nothing you can do that's quite as fun. Nothing can compare, so you plan your next day just the same. It's easy. All you need is air. All you need is air.
Well, let's not forget about nitrox.
All you need is air down there. Air is all you need.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
Sounds like Heliox.
Air is all you need.
Air is all you need.
Air is all you need.
Air down there.
Air is all you need.
Air is all you need.
Air is all you need.
Right.
Air is all you need.
Yeah, of course.
Air is all you need.
Well, nitrox. Yeah, so you have to play the other one first before you play this, because they're a little throwback. She loves to dive. All right. So I don't know. Are they getting better or worse? It's really it's a subjective call there.
Well, up until we played this one, I really thought we were getting better.
Well,
because I thought the first
do?
One was pretty darn good, and this
yeah.
one here, yeah.
All right. Well,
it may
we
have
do
taken a little bit of more work from the electronic equipment to get you closer to the sound of the original audio.
All right. Well, can we play this other one? Let's go ahead and hit this one. No, we got one more. Goodness. We'll go ahead and blow these out, get them over with, and then we can focus on what we have to talk about today. Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah, right? You got to get this one in here, don't you? Lennon-esque kind of vibe going on. This is more like
you start singing
Grutzy, you know.
Here come a dog buddy, he be breathing so slowly, he swim to the float ball, he not one to linger, he say, I check you, you check me.
it could be a spring, it could be a lake, whatever, you know, water you have around you will do. Because we will want to dive together,
right,
don't we?
Let's go diving,
yep.
Baby.
Yeah, let's do that. Wow, that really mixes in well. I kind of like it, and that'll have to do for now. There you go. We apologize.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But in this underwater world where we can dive in, should make one give it a try. Said, live and let's dive.
Look, they don't get any better. So, we'll come up with a few more, and we'll play them at the DEMA show, and, you know, you'll hear the results of some of this nonsense next week on the show when we broadcast from the DEMA show floor. And actually, it'll probably be from the Bahamas Isle. We're going to join them for a Junkanoo happy hour party each afternoon to close out the show. So, that's when we plan to... You know, once the booze starts flowing, that usually creates good moments to capture on radio. So that's what we're going to go for, and you will hear the results of that next week on the big show.
Paul McCartney, you have ruined radio.
Okay.
And Greg, you had a version of that show, of that song for after the show, right? My Liver Has Died?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we have one of those somewhere. Anyway, so we got that coming up. By the way, some big stuff, big news to announce with our buddy Neil Watson a little bit later on the show today. But before we get into that, you know, last week we were talking about that TV movie that was on CNN called Blackfish. And it got quite a buzz online, especially on Facebook and things like that. And from what I saw, you know, the reality is all the people that were bashing SeaWorld from this movie and saying, you know, captive SeaWorld or captive orcas and killer whales, man, they were very vocal in their support of this film. And I felt like I was part of the minority, but I'm not so sure I was as much as the people that agreed and liked what they saw or don't, you know, want, you know, killer whales in captivity are very, very vocal about it. And there's no doubt that is the case. However, there was a lot of people that did say, hey, yeah, you know, you're right. That was a pretty one-sided presentation of what goes on at SeaWorld. And that was my point. I just want to throw it out there. I am not a fan of killer whales in captivity. I'm not. I'm not a big fan of aquariums and that kind of thing. When you're a diver and you see them out in the wild, that is definitely the preference that I wish everybody could have that opportunity. But the reality is that, you know, we're part of an exclusive club, us divers. You know, we have such an amazing opportunity to get out there and see marine life in its natural habitat. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that, as well as I'm sure you, if you're a diver, can appreciate that as well. But the reality is not everybody can do it. And that's where aquariums and places like SeaWorld come into play. And, you know, it's not that, you know, I'm a fan, once again, of killer whales in captivity. It's more of a matter of, you know, what is the benefit of what they do? And SeaWorld does a lot of great work. You know, we're based in Orlando, and I know for a fact a lot of the marine life that they have saved that has beached themselves from turtles to whales to dolphins and
turtles
that kind
don't
of
actually
thing.
Need to be saved from beaching themselves. They're just going out there to lay eggs, and then they go back out into the water. You don't have to
no,
save them.
No, that's not true. No. There are
plenty of turtles that need to get saved, but not from beaching themselves.
Well, you got a point. But
they got
tumors. These turtles, it's kind of weird. They find all kinds of weird diseases. But
what?
I mean,
not a tumor.
But they do a lot of work that you just don't hear about, especially in the national media. And obviously, the stuff that they raise from the killer whale shows and that kind of stuff funds this stuff. And you know, there's some negative parts of it, of course. But you know, it's kind of like, you know, what's the overall benefit? I think they do way more good than they do bad. That's the bottom line. I thought Blackfish overall was just a hatchet job on SeaWorld. I don't think it was fair. Simple as that. I think it definitely wasn't news. It wasn't presented like, okay, here's both sides of the story. It was just, here's one side of the story, and this is what happens. And you know, that's just not true. I'm sorry. I know a lot of stuff in that film that was presented was just not accurate from several points of view, from the family of the girl that got killed, from the trainer, and part of it was just extremely exploitive, you know. So I just didn't appreciate the fact that it was on CNN because it definitely wasn't news.
I think you're overvaluing CNN.
Well, maybe, but it was. I mean, if you know, yeah, you're joking.
I'm not joking. I'm just saying that it's bad that it was on CNN.
Well, it should not have been on a news channel. It was not news, period.
I think Bill's trying to say that, you know, CNN is like, what, last in the rating? Nobody watches CNN anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Well, of course, that's what he's saying. But the reality is CNN didn't do it itself any favor putting this piece of garbage on there.
I think more people watched because it was on.
You got to do what you got to do to stay in last place.
People, well, the reality is true. Thing is when you watch it on CNN, you think there must be some validity to this argument, somewhat
true.
Once again,
you're reading too much into that. You also believe what happens on Fox News. So, I mean, really, when you get right down to it,
Fox News.
Once again, it should not have been.
Your ability to understand what's really relevant.
No, it could have been on.
I agree with what you're saying, but.
It's like Animal Planet putting on these mermaid shows.
Very much like Animal Planet putting on those mermaid
shows. Discovery Channel putting on, you know, Megalodon still exists. I mean, that to me, it was in the same category as that. And that's ridiculous. It shouldn't
be
happening.
People are going to half pay attention and believe
think,
that it's...
Exactly. Think that this is the truth. This is what SeaWorld does. And, I mean, you know, I just thought it wasn't fair. Simple as that. But you know,
Having said that, I think this is a much better film than the poorly received film they made just before Blackfish, which was Bluefish, and they were angry at Dr. Seuss.
Okay, you know, Bill.
Or One Fish, Two Fish.
Redfish, Bluefish. And
right.
So anyway, the Bluefish movie saying that he captured all these exotic animals and he had that zoo and he and McGillicuddy there.
The Redfish sued him.
Yeah,
because
it was
terrible. He thought he was.
It was, I believe, unbearably wrong.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
And it was produced by a Sneetch. And a Starbelly Sneetch at that. So, you know, you take what you can from these people.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, it's funny, though. Some of the stuff you saw after the movie, some of the reports. I mean, CNN actually did a talk show type of thing after the movie aired. And they're going at it. You know, the producer of the movie is saying, well, this, and this. And then, you know, I don't know. It was just unfair. I think it was very unfortunate. And when I read some of the comments on Facebook, especially.
Oh, I'm sorry. You read comments on Facebook?
Well, I mean, when you see.
Listen to what people. Do you go through videos and read the comments that people write on YouTube, too?
No. That's where I draw the line.
Okay. So you got to take Facebook comments. All
well,
right.
I'm just saying. A lot of people took
go to
it
Scuba
at
Radio
face value.
On Facebook.
They took it at face value. They did. And it's
what,
unfortunate.
That is what the producers were trying for. They were trying to make you take it at face value. They were not saying, now that we've shown you this, why don't you go out and ask somebody else what they think?
Yeah.
That's
maybe
not what
not.
That's not what they do when they make these movies.
What? Why?
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Pete from Scuba Board is going to join us here after the Divers Alert Network diving tip. Good diving tip. He is actually at Jenny Springs, and they're conducting their mega dive, which is kind of like their Halloween dive where they get in the cavern and set off glow sticks and have a rave. Underwater rave. I don't know. We'll get to the whole spiel here in just a bit. But before we do, I need to remind you that whether you're going to be at the DEMA show or not, where we're going to give away probably $20,000, $30,000 worth of stuff. Now, you got to be in the dive industry, dive master above, to be a part of this event. But you are not left out. Right now, we have a special giveaway going on at scubaradio.com where we're giving away a GoPro Black Edition camera, a Light & Motion Sola 1200 light, video light, as well as a Polar Pro combo filter, red filter, and macro lens. So it's an awesome, compact, very high-quality underwater video system for you to win. All you have to do is go to scubaradio.com. It's right there on the front page. Click on the little feature article and enter to win. Shortly after DEMA, we are going to draw a winner at random and send this to them just in time for the gift-giving season. So there you go. Real nice setup. Matter of fact, that's exact video setup I am shooting with myself right now. So if you go to the video page of scubaradio.com, you can actually see our latest videos and know that it was shot with that exact setup. So it's small, compact, very high quality, and even some schmo like me can actually come away with a halfway decent video. And if I could do it, surely you could do even better.
I'm sorry, so the winner's going to be named Shirley?
Well, it could be. I haven't drawn a winner yet.
You said, Shirley, you can do it.
Well, Shirley and her friends, anybody, you know, related to Shirley or
Ursula,
knows of Shirley,
Constance,
or have actually heard of the name Shirley.
Bill, you're jesting.
I never jest.
Yeah. So, anyway, there you go. Get there, scubaradio.com. Register to win that GoPro camera. Compliments to your friends right here at Scuba Radio. All right, coming up, we got a damn good diving safety tip, and then it's off to Jenny Springs. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 355. You can't jump a dead car battery with a couple of electric eels. Believe me.
You think so?
I know what I'm talking about.
Some of us feel differently.
Trust me.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you, Nick?
I'm great, Greg. How about you?
Mostly good.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing specific, but just something's bugging me.
Help me out here.
Well, I heard this guy in the store earlier today, and I heard him talking about this great new boat he's got and how he's going to go take all his friends diving.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, well, he started talking about how great it would be not to have to dive from a charter boat. He and his friends could now, and I quote, get nuts.
Thinking like that is nuts. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else, and good divers know that.
Why don't we run through what boat owners and their diving friends might want to keep in mind?
Sure. The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all the planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do we start?
I think we should start with the boat itself. Like the dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. And that goes for the boat captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine equipment, like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board, and ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, that sort of thing?
All of the above, especially since in most waters, it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency.
Make sure there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics on the boat, both in terms of how to find everything, as well as what procedures are to be followed. And that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water. Especially exiting, ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get into the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter boat, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in a current.
What about a bubble watcher?
That's an excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying on board to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line,
Anchors come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, and divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure that person you leave to tend the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. He or she should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. Might be more trouble than it's worth.
No. When you get down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials. Planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning, and you still have to take the time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group, and you still have to make sure there is safety equipment on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires that same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. You know, the boat show is in town.
Let's go!
Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day, and don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you thought of it all. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, on the phone with us is our buddy Pete from Scuba Board. He's getting ready to go diving in Jenny Springs, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. Pete, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, my friend. I'm up here in Cave Country Dive Shop.
You're at Cave Country Dive Shop. By the way, Pete, before we go on, just, you know, you've been going through a very difficult time the last couple of weeks, and just know we're thinking of you in that regard, dude. I know it's been tough, but it's time to focus on diving and just focus on that. But know that we're here for you, okay, buddy?
I appreciate it, man.
No worries. All right, so you're going diving. And now, is this tied in with this Halloween thing you were telling us about a few weeks ago? It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And we always have a mega dive somewhere around Halloween. This time it's going to be the weekend after Halloween. And tonight we'll conclude it with a galaxy dive and a drunken orgy around the fire.
Hey, now.
Oh, no, not drunken orgy, but we'll have a good fire.
All right, so they're going to have an orgy. But they just may not be drunk.
Yes, it will not be a drunken orgy around the fire. Don't be ridiculous. We don't have a permit for the fire.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. We may delve into that part of it as well. But let's focus on the galaxy dive part of this. This is where you go down in the cavern there at Jenny Springs, and you take some glow sticks. Now, you take it from there. What describe this.
And what we do is that we have some very careful people cut open the psyllium glow sticks and allow the psyllium out into the water where we're polluting our waterways.
Okay.
But it
well,
looks really cool because you have all these little floating dots of light, and it's like you're diving through a galaxy.
Now, this sounds like an underwater rave, you know, and Jenny Springs is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Is there, like, any kind of music maybe going on underwater as well, or what?
Well, no, Jaws is not around, so we don't hear that music.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking it has to be like, and then they're waving the glow sticks around. Okay, I don't know what that was.
I don't know what any of it was. I'll be completely honest with you. But so they're opening up the glow sticks, the lights floating around. You dive in that. How long of a dive is this usually? How long does it stay in the water?
45 minutes, an hour.
Oh, wow. Cool. So it lingers.
It's a fun dive. We go just as the evening sets in. We're into the cave, it's not a true cave. It's a sanitized cave because you can go there as an open water diver.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a sanitized.
So you don't have to worry about getting certified to go into this particular cavern. It's called the ballroom at Jenny Springs.
Right. No, wait. You said it's a sanitized cave.
Yeah, okay. They have a grate over the hole that leads deeper into the cave, so you can't get yourself into trouble thinking, oh, I'm not a cave diver, but I can do this. It looks easy.
Ah, right. All right. But it's probably really clean, too, because you have all that crystal clear water, you know, funneling through there.
The fizz is down. It's only about 300 feet right
now.
Yeah,
But it should
be able to see the light all the way across the ballroom area.
Well, it's called Jenny Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Like the water's clear as gin. Get it?
I don't think that's actually why it's called.
Yeah,
Jenny
I think
Springs.
It is. And that
I think that is why it's called.
Thank
that.
You very much. Uh-huh. And your face, Bill.
All right then.
That was just a lucky guess, actually.
So Bill's never wrong.
I'll let you know later how you were wrong on this, but okay.
All right,
I'll let you know the exact ways in which you were wrong.
All right, so glow sticks, you probably can get a great deal on them right now after Halloween. They probably are having them half off, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that, but the half off ones are broken, you know, so you got to get fresh ones.
Yeah, they just don't, you know, it just doesn't get any better. Sorry, no. Folks.
It's a very relaxing dive. Like I said, we get into the ballroom just after dusk, so that there's no light seeping in from the big hole that leads out. Everybody turns their lights out, so there's a few moments where you're sitting there in complete darkness.
Yeah, so
hello,
and then,
darkness, my
then
old
they get
friend.
Near the grate, and they start breaking open the psyllium, and it starts drifting over you. Then you start seeing the shapes of the divers as it blocks out the silence. So it's really pretty cool. And you feel like God is that you can reach out and you see a world, blue world, and you sit there and squish it with your finger and thumb. You know, it's kind of revitalizing.
Yeah, interesting. And if you're deep enough and get a little slightly narked, oh, my God, God help you. Right?
Now, well, you don't have to go deep to be narc. You've got that surface narcosis down cold.
I do.
We enjoy that about
now,
you.
Now, if somebody wants to join you guys out at Ginny Springs, can they just show up?
Oh, yeah. Come on down. Just show up. We have a bonfire will happen right after it. The diving is before it.
All right. Well, hold on.
What if you want to show up just for the orgy?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the break. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, 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 dive. I think you found your love, 'cause you can go diving today. It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She said she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show, it almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio, the first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad.
Oh, I'm glad.
For a dive like that, you know you should be glad.
We're sorry.
For a dive like that, you know we are so glad.
All right, take a bow, everyone. There you go. Pete from Scuba Board on the phone. He heard that for the first time, probably.
I did hear that for the first time.
We're going to play that at the Dima show until they kick us out.
So, like, a good 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure we might be able to get 30 seconds of it out before we get escorted off the property. But, yeah, there's a Beatles tribute band playing at the Dima show Friday at the Hard Rock.
And we're doing the exact opposite of a Beatles tribute band.
Exactly. It's like, okay, we'll play this. Like, this is why divers don't perform live. And but if you want to see the real Beatles tribute band, you can go to the party Friday night. I don't know. We'll come up with some kind of...
Again, it's sports surface sarcosis, and what can be wrong with that?
Exactly. It'll be so liquored up, it won't really matter.
9:15 in the morning.
Yeah, well, it's 4 days of talking about diving, Bill. So, you know, yeah, there could be a... You know, some rum bunch flaunted
actually,
by 9:30 a.m.
There's some diving there, too. They've got the pool again this year.
Well, that's true. That's right. Big Wave Dave, he's going to actually check in here an hour or two and give us a heads up how things are developing.
We'll have some diving there. We'll have lots of equipment. You know, there'll be lots of people talking about the do stuff coming out. Again, a lot more in rebreathers this year.
Yeah, what are you doing with that? Are you delving into the rebreather thing? I know I'm going to be having a couple meetings with the folks from Oceanic about their new... rebreather device that hit the market the last few months. But what about you?
I'm probably going to be talking with them. I'm already certified on two rebreathers. And, you know, I'm just going to see what's out there and go with the flow.
Yeah. And, I mean, anybody doing a rebreather at your Jenny Springs rave? Your underwater rave?
I'm not quite there, but I'm sure there are.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that would even be cooler. It'd be quiet. Just hear your breath. And just see all this goo floating around and fluorescently in the cavern.
However, bubbles aren't so bad.
What, that makes float around better, or what?
I dove Twin Cave yesterday, and we're in there, and all of a sudden I see a blind cave newt. I've never seen a newt in a cave.
Man, and obviously it never saw you.
Hello! Well... That was the first time for it as well. But, you know, as we got out, I was telling the guy I was with, that was so cool to see. It's only like three of them. He goes, yeah, it's always the second person who sees them. I said, why is that? He says, the bubbles knock them off the ceiling.
Really?
Well,
so the bubbles are knocking the blind newts.
I would have never seen the newt if it weren't for bubbles.
Well, okay. So there's a, you know, there's a reason for bubbles.
I know they say no newts is good newts, but I disagree with that.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Knew that one was coming. Yeah, I saw that. But, it didn't make it any better. But that's still,
exactly.
That's okay. You know, that's just what Pete does. God bless him for it.
I wouldn't have ever gotten kicked out of church camp if it wasn't for blowing bubbles.
Ba-da-bops.
Oh, man.
You should have seen her. Go on.
That's a clown.
Yeah. Okay, so about this orgy.
I know you're coming. This is why I get onto the second hour.
Yeah. Well, let's just get this out here. You guys are going to do your dive there at Jenny Springs with the glow sticks, underwater rave, psychedelic. You know, it's like going back in time. Or
hey, man, did you see the lights, man?
Yeah. So being cool. Cheech and Chong, Pink
Floyd. And then we have a big ass campfire.
A big ass a bonfire out there. You know, Jenny Springs kind of out there in the country a little bit. It's a good place
right
for
it. Right on the river. We're at Turkey Roost.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And, you know, we bring out the rum tote. The rum tote is one of these huge, huge basket full of rum.
Ooh.
And other vodkas and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just fun.
Wait, it's a rum coat?
Tote.
Oh, a rum
tote.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's full of rum, and everyone has to obviously take a sample of it while they're...
The newbies have to bring more rum. The newbies have to bring a sacrifice of rum for the rum tote.
Okay.
A rum
tote. So they have to bring the booze, and then everybody starts drinking it. You shed your clothes and dance around a bonfire.
Oh. The newbies do have to wear a coconut bra and grass skirt and dance around the campfire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And that's male and female newbies.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's, you know, the whole appealing factor of setting this party up just kind of You know, got dropped out a notch.
You should see these newbies and their boobies.
Oh, boy. Those, yeah, where's those blind newts when you need them? That's what it sounds like to me.
That's how they go blind.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Pete. Scubaboard.com. Go there and you can connect with him there. And, of course, he'll be at DEMA next week. Coming up, Neil Watson in Hour 2. Jeff, better known as Captain Cocktail. Big news to share with you in Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Plus, Big Wave Dave live from the DEMA show floor as it's getting set up. So that's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.